now, the rest of the story. The traveler was German. He had never visited this country before. It was nighttime when he arrived and picked up his luggage and stepped off the curb and got hit by the bus. You see, he had been watching for oncoming traffic to his left, and the bus had hit him from the right. He'd forgot he was in England. Well, he awakened in the hospital. His first phone call was to the motion picture company that had hired him, and his words were few. "I'm sorry," he said, "you'll have to get somebody else." But whom? In his field, he was virtually irreplaceable, for the movie he was to have performed was called The Informer. Not the one made by John Ford, but the original filmed in England, directed by Arthur Robeson. Robeson film fanatics will recall loved realism. The more vivid and true to life the scene, the better he liked it. And in that sense, The Informer was to be Robeson's masterpiece. Nothing left to the imagination. Instead of relying on tricks and special effects, the director even hired a famous German marksman to fire actual shots during the picture. There was to be a lot of gunfire. People's lives depended upon the skill of this marksman, on the accuracy of his aim. Well, you've just learned what happened to him. He got hit by a bus. And you've heard how valuable is time in the motion picture business, so you can imagine how frantic was director Arthur Robeson. A replacement had to be found, and immediately, for the German sharpshooter. Well, one was. And that brings us to the rest of the story. A studio staffer called every theatrical agent in town. Another contacted all branches of the British military. We've got to have a sharpshooter. And the result of the breathless search was a young man in his early 20s, recently honorably discharged from the Army. His name was Reginald Truscott Jones. Reginald Truscott Jones was taken to Stage 2 to meet Director Robeson and his crew. Robeson was unconvinced and abrupt. "Give him the rifle. Let me see what he can do." The weapon was a Belgian Browning 22 automatic. Jones took it. Robeson went to the far end of the room and drew a chalk circle on the wall 60 feet away. To trace the circle, he used an English half crown about the size of a half dollar. "Fire at that," he told Jones, "and as rapidly as possible." Jones explained he'd never fired a gun like this before. Might he have a practice shot? The director agreed. The shot went high. Robeson arched an eyebrow. Was that the best that Jones could shoot? But Jones made a mental correction, and he fired the other 11 shots. And 10 seconds later, the shooting stopped. And when the smoke cleared, everyone walked 60 feet to the chalk circle, and all 11 shots, fired faster than one per second, had made a ragged hole inside that circle, a hole that could have been covered by a quarter. Oh, there exists an affidavit to confirm the feat, a testimony signed by each and every person present, and most surprised of all by the incredible accomplishment was Sharpshooter Jones. Even though he had already won practically every marksmanship medal the Army had to offer, even though he had recently triumphed in the Bisley, which is to shooting what Wimbledon means to tennis. But with that amazing movie studio exhibition, began a career in motion pictures. Almost 200 motion pictures long. For the young actor Reginald Truscott Jones, the deadly marksman, became a surefire star, renamed Ray Milland. And now you know the rest of the story.